Penn State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The holidays start here at Kroger with a variety of options to celebrate traditions old and new. You could do a classic herb-roasted turkey or spice it up and make turkey tacos. Serve up a go-to shrimp cocktail or use Simple Truth wild-caught shrimp for your first Cajun risotto. Make creamy mac and cheese or a spinach artichoke fondue from our selection of Murray's cheese. No matter how you shop, Kroger has all the freshest ingredients to embrace all your holiday traditions. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Slash briefing. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. I appreciate you tuning in every single day. If you want to connect with me and chat, we can always chat on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. That's the best place to find me. The top story today comes from usatoday.com. Harry and Meghan sign off from their Sussex Royal Instagram account. I'm actually very surprised by this development. I'll get into why. Basically, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan Markle are no longer considering themselves as royals, and so they will no longer be allowed to use the word royal in connection with their commercial and charitable activities. This is under an agreement that they have with Queen Elizabeth II. Who makes agreements with Queen Elizabeth II? That's a hilarious statement that I love. Anyway, in their last post, they said, quote, "While you may not see us here, the work continues. Thank you to this community for the support, the inspiration, and the shared commitment to the good in the world. We look forward to reconnecting with you soon. You've been great. It's not clear what will replace this Sussex Royal account or when, but certainly something will based on this quote. What's very confusing to me about this whole thing is the fact that they could just rename the Sussex Royal account and keep it. So it strikes me as very odd that they're stepping away as if someone else will take over the account. That's very interesting. As a reminder, if you would like to rename your Instagram account, you certainly can do that at any time. And that's why I would have expected that Harry and Meghan would have done that. The advantage in that case is that you keep your followers and everything stays exactly the same except for the name. If you would like to change your username, go into Instagram where you can edit the profile. And when you edit the profile, you have the option to edit your username, which you can change right there. In other news, yesterday, comedian Trevor Noah went live with head of Instagram Adam Mosseri, and Adam really went deep on some of the things that Instagram is doing to address the difficult time that we're living in right now. Here's one of the best parts of his discussion that I really thought you guys would like.
And then other people are creating memes. You know, like you said, there's all these challenges, the push-up challenge. People are singing at home. Is Instagram working to amplify this content? Or are you trying to bring people together behind these common causes? Or is it just happening organically and you're just letting it go?
A lot of it's happening organically. We're trying to figure out how we can help amplify it and how we can do things really quickly. And normally, if we have an idea, like we're seeing all these amazing lives happen right now. Mm-hmm. You saw John Legend and Chrissy Teigen do a wedding for their daughter Luna's like stuffed animals over the weekend. Like these things are amazing. We're trying to figure out how we can amplify that. Normally, we would try and build something inside of Instagram so you can go and sort of see what's coming up. But there's no time. So we're using the ad Instagram account in that case, which has a lot of followers, hundreds of millions of followers, to right. push out information about what we see coming up. So in general, we're just trying to figure out how we can duct tape solutions together quickly to try and amplify the good that's happening on the platform, as opposed to building things that might take weeks, given that how pressing the need is right now, I think, to help out.
Can you do you see a world where you would be doing that? Are you guys working on something for the future? Because we don't know how long we're going to be indoors. Are you planning something that, you know, that could be released in a few months? Is there like a new type of Instagram if we're just stuck inside for a few months?
Maybe. I mean, we're seeing people are messaging way more. They're video chatting way more. They're going live way more. You see this. It varies from country to country, but those are pretty consistent trends. But we're also just trying to figure out what can we do in a matter of weeks, not just days, given the challenge is going to be, they're going to be great and they're going to take time. Even if we come out of shelter in place or lockdown, the like economic impacts are significant. So one of the things we're looking at right now are what can we do for creators on Instagram, but also small businesses like retailers and service providers, like your local, your local haircut in place or your local restaurant. Can we provide any relief there? Can we do anything for creators who make a living on Instagram? Can we do anything around donations? So these things would take weeks and not days to do, but we are spending a bunch of time there. And then also trying to figure out on the mental health side, because there's a physical health risk here. There's a huge economic risk, but this is really taxing for a lot of people in a really significant way. And so is there anything we can do in that space as well, given that we're not mental health experts? Is another area. So we'll see. We'll see how the next couple of weeks evolve.
That clip made this episode a little bit longer than normal, so I apologize, but I thought there was a lot of valuable information on how Instagram is looking to help users during this really, really difficult time. That's it for today's Flash Briefing. Thanks for listening.
Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.